This is CliffCentral.com.
Progressive, cultured, and brave.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
The Threaded Exchange with Siyabe Ile. Live on Cliff Central.
Hello, Africa. This is Siyabonga Bele live on Cliff Central, the number one podcast station in South Africa. I'm so excited for today's show. As you guys know, this is a show about conversations that are progressive, conversations that are cultured and brave. And it's just about highlighting the amazing gems we have on our African continent. And as you know, it's Women's Month, celebrating everything that's women. And yeah, for me, Women's Month is all about not just celebrating women, but actually getting deep into the struggles of women and what is it that we're getting wrong as men around women. So today I've got a very, very special guest, and I've got a guest host who's basically going to be running the show with me. Zani, are you live?
Yes, I am live. Hello, my name is Zani Lee Damini.
Hey. So Zani is a special guest host today because we're interviewing her mother, Leanne Dlamini. She was very nervous to go on air. She's like, yeah. Oh, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
How do you feel now? Now that you're live, you're talking to the whole world right now.
It's actually very fun to like know like people are actually listening to me.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's really cool. You know, one of the biggest things, so I started the show last year and I was so nervous because I'd never done really before. And I'm like, what am I going to say to all these people that are listening, you know? But I finally figured out the key is to have fun.
Yeah.
So right now on air, you have fun. Whenever you want to say something, say it. Feel free.
Okay.
Yeah. So guys, this is Zani Lee live on the Threaded Exchange. And I feel like I'm her guest host today. So it's her show, guys. So please, WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090. And also, yeah, send us tweets, send us WhatsApp. Let's talk to Zani. Zani? How is Women's Month? What does Women's Month mean to you?
Women's Month is just to celebrate how important it is to have a mom. And just, I love what my mom's doing, and it's really, like, it's really important.
Yeah, yeah. And do you, I mean, your mom, we're going to speak to your mom now, but your mom, like, runs, like, LDH,
yes.
And she has the line of, like, End Girl Hate.
Yes.
How is that, having a mother who always encourages you to be confident and to have your own voice, how amazing has that been for you?
It's really cool, because, like, she tells me I can do everything if I just put my mind to it, and it's just really awesome.
Amazing, amazing. Another thing I like about radio, because there's so many people listening.
Yeah.
You can actually, like, punt yourself. Not punt yourself means, like, you can advertise everything that you do. And you're very awesome. I've been watching your YouTube videos that are incredibly amazing.
Thank you so much.
So, like, tell the listeners, what is your YouTube channel about, and how can they subscribe?
There we go. Okay, so I started a YouTube channel about, let's say, 1 month ago, and it's really fun. I just like making videos that you guys can watch and putting a smile on people's face. Definitely go and check it out. My username is Zani Lee Dlamini. Go and subscribe. It's definitely free. You just press that red subscribe button. And basically what subscribing does is, so every time I post a new video, you will get notified. And I might even be posting another video tomorrow, so stay tuned for that.
Another video tomorrow, stay tuned.
Yes.
How old are you? Jeez, like, I feel like you're going to run South Africa.
Thank you.
Do you want to be the next president? I feel like you should be next, I'll vote for you.
Thank you.
So, another question, one last question before I take you out of the hot seat and put your mother in the hot seat.
Okay.
What is your dream? Like, what makes you happy? And, like, since it's Women's Day, I mean, we've been talking about Women's Month. Since it's been Women's Month, we talk about, you know, women have been sharing what their dreams are, you know. And as a young lady who has a bright future ahead of her,
Thank you. What is
your big dream for the world?
Well, my dream is to make the world a better place and, you know, just to have a happy life. And, yeah.
Awesome. Guys, that's Zani Lee. Before we get into speaking to our mom, I'm gonna play a nice house track just to ease the nerves off a little bit and for her to hug her mother because her mother's so excited taking all these videos. I'm Siyabe Ile. This is the Threaded Exchange. Thank you so much for joining us. And yeah, stay tuned. We have a very exciting show ahead of us.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, we're still live. We're still having fun. I still got Zani Lee in the house.
Hello.
How are you feeling? Like you killed.
So pumped up right now.
Yeah. So guys, please, I'm trying to convince Zani to come. Zani Lee, let me not say it wrong. I'm trying to convince her to come join me at least once a month. I feel like she's so much fun and she makes this show so much better.
Thank you.
So guys, please like help me with this petition. Hashtag Zani Lee on the Thread Exchange. So let's tweet so I can convince her.
Okay.
To come through. Also, please subscribe to her YouTube channel. It's actually she's actually very, you know that you're very funny.
Thank you.
When I first watched your YouTube videos, like the first 3 seconds, I was like, okay, where is this going? And then within 5 seconds, I was laughing. Tata and I were laughing. You're actually very, very funny.
Thank you very much.
Do you consider yourself funny?
Yes, I would, but I'm not the funniest person. But I am funny. Indeed.
Good, good. So let's get to it. We're here today for a very special guest.
Yes, very, very
special. And I want you to introduce the special guest.
Okay. The special guest we have today is Leanne Dlamini.
Hey guys.
Hi Leanne. Welcome to the Zani Lee and CIAB
show. Yes, thank you so much. I feel like I am just the momager who is accompanying her today. I feel like I'm just here, just to watch.
We are all accompanying her today.
I know, right?
I know. She walked in here and I knew it was game over.
She's totally taken over, right?
Yeah. How I feel like today, people never ask people how they're actually doing. We always say, hey, how are you? I'm good, I'm fine, I'm thanks, bye. Like we always say it in passing.
Absolutely.
So I always have this ritual on my show where I actually ask the guest, how are you doing? And when I say that, I'm asking, how are you spiritually? How are you mentally?
Right.
How are you?
So spiritually and mentally, I think I'm at a really good place. I have not been stronger. And I think as a result, because of how I've built up my faith and my spirituality, there have been a lot of attacks. But that's what happens when you're going to the next level. So it's all expected. But I'm doing good spiritually, emotionally. Physically, I am exhausted.
Yeah.
With it being Women's Month, you know, there's so much going on and I'm constantly having to be on the go. Lots of other initiatives that I'm supporting. For me, I feel like August is all about supporting other women and really letting them shine and just pushing whatever it is that they're trying to do. So I'm everywhere all at once, but it's really good. I'm really good. Just
amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I actually like about the show? I always feel like every Tuesday I have a therapy session.
Right.
Like I always tell Tata, I'm like, every Tuesday I get to come to a therapy session where I get to interview people that I look up to and admire and I get to learn from them.
Yeah.
One of the things that strike me about you is that you give so much of yourself. Mm-hmm. Like when I look at your Instagram, wherever I see you in person, you're always, it's either with your husband supporting him. It's either you're on stage making people happy through music.
Right.
It's either you're with your kids helping them with their dogs and having fun. It's either you are doing LDH and girl hate. You give so much of yourself to the world. How do you balance that with giving to yourself? Because I feel like that's what I struggle with personally. And that's what a lot of people struggle with there, where they give so much to the world and their tanks run out and they end up having a huge crash.
Yeah.
Or they don't give anything to the world and wonder why their life is standing still.
Exactly.
And sometimes people always say, like Deepak Chopra always says, that life is like a flowing river. Mm-hmm. You always have to give and receive at the same time consistently. And I think you've kind of mastered that. So how do you balance that for yourself?
Wow. How do I balance everything all at once and still stay sane? I think I've been on a bit of a self-love mission for the past maybe 6 months. And just because I was giving so much of myself last year, I had physically almost run myself out because I was doing more than I am this year.
Yeah.
And this year, I really made the conscious decision to take some time out for myself, even if it's once a week where I just have a couple hours just to recharge with simple and small things, even if it's something like, I don't know, take a bath, go to the spa, just take some time out for myself. Spiritually, I'm very fed, so I'm constantly listening to sermons, podcasts, so always just staying on top of that game. And then just taking care of myself, just making sure that I take the time out for myself. It is really difficult, but I think self-love is really important. And I think I have also been sharing a lot with people that you can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
So make sure that you are full so that you have something to give to others. And so that's been a mission of mine. You have to make a conscious decision. Otherwise, you'll just keep running on empty and then eventually collapse. Yeah.
Yeah. I think also sometimes, I mean, looking at our generation,
right.
There's a whole big thing around like you know, depression around money,
right,
debts,
right.
And everyone is trying to go for all these things that live outside of themselves. It's all
right.
about ego. It's all about how can I drive the latest
right.
car? How
yeah.
can I? Success has become an external thing
right.
rather than an internal thing.
Right.
So for you, how do you get into that journey of when I look at you and I look at your kids,
right.
I don't care what car you
right.
drive. I don't care
exactly.
how much money you make. I'm like, this person's really alive.
Right.
This person's really successful.
Right.
Just watching you and your daughter. So
right.
was that something you grew up with, or was that something you consciously had to train and say, listen, actually, success begins with me at
right.
the end. It starts with me internally. And if I'm full internally,
right.
I can give to my kids.
Right.
I can give to my husband.
Right.
So was that something you grew up on? And also especially as people of color,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when we talk about the spiritual journey.
Right.
I mean, I know my mom being close as like,
yes.
I don't know who Deepak Chopra is.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Go to church. That's it.
Yeah.
So for you, how is it? Tell me a bit more about that journey of self-discovery.
Wow. So my journey of self-discovery, I think when it comes to what is important in life, I got lots of those lessons from my parents. So that it's not about the material things. It's about what's inside and what you have and what makes you happy. So that is a big part of how I am the way
yeah.
I am now. But I also had to make that conscious decision and teach myself that and keep telling myself that. People have just become so consumed with, like you said, the outside and material. And for me, I really knew that that's not what life is about. There's more to life. Than just fancy
yeah.
cars and big houses and having this perfect Instagram life.
Yeah.
I knew that my purpose was bigger than that, and that went beyond material. It was
yeah.
all about me, what I had to give, God, and really how I was going to change the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's important to me.
For me, I was chatting to my brother yesterday, and he was saying, you know, the funniest thing is, people that don't chase money or
right.
seek money,
absolutely.
But people that find purpose end up having the most money.
Absolutely.
And then people that actually chase money
yeah.
and have these Instagram lives
yeah.
are actually the ones who don't have
yeah.
money.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's actually the craziest thing. Like,
it is crazy.
Like, Todd and I go to church on Sunday and
yeah.
we always see these cars that are parked.
Yeah.
You're like, yo,
yeah.
these people are chasing God, and God
exactly.
is like, I'll give you
exactly.
kingdoms.
Exactly. And I was going to say that to you earlier. Like, when you make it about God, and it's real, and it's about purpose, and about making a difference, God will just pour out his blessings on you, because the focus is him, and
yeah.
not stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zani, come back. Don't run. This is your show. So what, ask Leanne a question. Let's.
Okay, let's see. How do you handle being a mom, and being a wife,
right.
and your work, and how do you handle them, and being a singer, and mm-hmm. having to take care of your family, and just being fabulous?
So, work-life balance for me, Zani, and I think you see it a lot because you grow
yeah.
up around it, and I hope that these are lessons that you will carry on into adulthood. But it's just about finding the balance, making sure that I have a great support system. So, as you know, we have an amazing nanny who's always there.
Yes.
You have your granny who
yes.
always comes to help out. And just making sure that you have a schedule and that everything runs perfectly on time so that you can make everything work. And then also
yes.
making time for your family, obviously.
Yes.
Yes.
Amazing. Now, tell me, you and your kids seem like your best friends.
Yes.
Right?
We really are.
You know, and I can tell. Zani's like, this is my favorite person on earth. I don't need any other friends. Zani's just like, I don't need any other friends. Leanne's
exactly.
my friend. How? Tell me about your relationship. Because I also think, like, how our parents were raised
right.
was completely different to how
Absolutely.
We've been raised, where
Absolutely.
Our parents were raised in the sense of a parent is someone that you, it's like this authority
right.
figure
yeah.
where you can't
yeah.
make any mistakes. If your
Absolutely.
Parent speaks once, it's done. So you don't, our parents never became
Absolutely.
Friends
yes.
with their parents. So
yeah.
for you, was it a conscious decision
yeah.
to be like, you know what, I'm going to be cool with my kids. Like,
yes.
we're going to be friends. You know, she doesn't just see you as a mother. She also
yeah.
sees you as someone that she can chat to. She
Absolutely.
Also sees you as someone she looks up to. So what has that been like, developing that?
It's been amazing. And like you said, it was something that I made a conscious decision about. Because, yes, our parents were very much like, the authority figure and you don't cross a certain line, always be very respectful. You can't be too like chatty with them because they'll tell you, I'm not your friend, I'm your mom or dad. But with them, I wanted them to just be themselves. And I think as we grow up and the environments that we grow up in, we know how we want to raise our children. And so I wanted a few things to be different in my house. I wanted my girls to be able to be comfortable around me, to just be free, to be able to be themselves, to do whatever it is they wanted to do, and to be able to speak to me about anything and everything. I know that there were certain things that had happened in my life when I was younger. I couldn't speak to my mom about it, and I wanted my girls to be able to come up to me and talk about it openly, no matter what it is. And I think I'm working on that every day. I think the older the girls get, especially Zani, they become a bit more secretive and they don't want to tell you stuff. Yeah, but
when they become teenagers, mom, I need space.
I know. I'm not ready for that. I'm so not ready. But I make sure that the lines of communication are always open and that she can just be who she wants to be and whatever she wants to be and feel strong and empowered and just like she can rule the world.
Amazing. Yeah. I heard Oprah ask Beyonce this question around Blue, actually. And I think this question applied to you. I mean, you've been able to break a cycle, essentially.
Right.
You know, where there's certain things where you grew up, you are not as advantaged as your daughter.
Right.
But then at the same time, how do you balance that thing of as much as you want to give her so much opportunity and for her to freely express herself and to have what she wants and needs, how do you then bridge that to make sure she doesn't take it for granted?
Right.
So how do you make sure that she understands that, hey, as much as I have all of this, my mom comes from this background, and what we have, I need to appreciate it. And I need to also put those lessons to my kids one day. So how do you, in your interactions, how do you make sure that they don't take what you have for granted?
Right.
Because the life you have now is not the life you had back then.
Right. And this is something Sipho and I really make a very conscious decision about constantly, and something that we talk about. Because when children like ours grow up in the environment that they are, they can easily feel entitled. Like everything, the world owes them everything. But with the girls, just always teaching them about life, showing them real things, real life, what's actually happening, how people are living, that not everyone is as privileged as you to live in the house that you live in. Both parents don't have jobs in most cases. They are children who are walking for however many Ks a day to school. So showing them the reality of our society. And I think we're doing a really good job because my girls have so much compassion. Oh my goodness. Zani wants to give money to everyone on the street or help. And if she sees someone, there was once a guy, we were stopping at the traffic light really late at night, and he was sitting on the floor with a blanket around him, and it was really cold. And she just burst into tears because she wanted us to do something. And I said, we can't do everything for everyone and we can't help everyone, but the one person that we come across and you are able to change that person's life in any way, do so. And so my girls have a lot of compassion because they know that not everyone lives the way that they live. Look, she's even tearing up now just thinking about it. So my girls get it, and I make it a point to teach it to them. Yeah,
that's such an amazing thing. And because one of the things that I always think about is that, like, sometimes what I love about you being like a millennial, can I call you a millennial mother?
Because
I feel like you're
that.
Like a millennial mother. What I like about like millennial mothers now is that you guys have figured out how, you know, for example, Kanye West made this statement where he's like, most of the time when kids are being taught lessons, let's say Zani stands on a coffee table, most of the time, you know, our parents will be told, get off the table.
Yes. Yeah.
And for a kid, that's not a table.
Yeah.
They don't see the table according to how we've been taught to see the table. They see it as this thing. When I'm at the top, I feel like a superhero.
Exactly.
For them, it means something different.
Exactly.
So what I like about you, and especially with your kids, is that you don't shape their thinking.
Yeah, absolutely.
You allow them to fully express themselves and see the world how they want to see it and interpret it. And I think that is so important to imagination.
Yeah. Because when we sometimes impose our feelings and our views on our kids, it changes them. So like you using that table example, if you say something about falling off the table or you're going to fall and crack your head open, that instills fear in that child, where to them, that is just, they're just free.
Yeah.
They are brave. They are them. You can jump. Yes, yeah. You'll hurt yourself, but that's how life is.
And it spreads into adulthood, eh? We have adults who are 40, 50, who
absolutely.
Are scared of
absolutely.
Just, and I think for me, that's one of the things that I'm so grateful for that my mom allowed me to be, is that I'm now able to be brave in everything I do, because I was never shouted to get off the table.
Yeah.
It was like, listen, if you stand on that table, stand on that table. If you fall, you know, you fall.
Absolutely.
So I was never told, don't do that again. Yeah. It was like, keep falling and keep trying again.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a key lesson in life for kids, because one thing, once you tell a kid, don't do that, and you're hitting them or whatever it is, you're instilling fear, and you can't instill fear.
Yeah, yeah.
Now let's get into more hot stuff that we're chatting about.
Okay.
Women's Month.
Yes, yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Wow. What does Women's Month mean to me? What I do and what started off as my passion project is, it started off as End Girl Hate and is now evolved into LDH, Life Designed by Her. But I live Women's Month every 12 months out of the year. So for me, this month really is just extra special because the rest of the country really gets to celebrate what I really am here for all day, every day. And that everyone can just come together and celebrate all that we are as women, what we do, how far we've come. Just together, and just really celebrating who we are and uplifting one another. That's what Women's Month is for me.
Amazing. Now, I mean, I was chatting to Melanie Bala the other day, and she was just saying to me that for her, Women's Month is a powerful gesture, but it's also very sad because she was saying that women are still being abused.
Right.
You know, women are still being taken for granted in relationships. Women are still not being empowered. It's more of a PR stunt.
Right.
Like, Women's Month, these talks that happen.
Right.
But what effective change are we actually making for women?
Yeah.
So now for you having two daughters in South Africa, when we know the stats around women and how much women go through, as a parent, how do you feel raising your two daughters? Do you feel overprotected? I'm even getting a bit teary-eyed because I can't imagine I can't imagine having two daughters in South Africa where it's like...
It's scary.
How do you deal with that? Especially with you and Sipho being a family. How do you handle that, knowing that you want your girls to be fearless?
Right.
You want them to live a free life.
Right.
But then at the same time, it's like, there's dodgy people out there.
Exactly.
And being female is like, there's a target on your back, literally. So how do you balance that? And how do you handle conversations with them around those issues?
Right. The world that we live in and the country that we live in right now is very real and very scary. And raising two daughters for Sipho and I, sometimes reality hits us quite hard. And these are also conversations that we have often with ourselves. But it's just also educating the girls, making them aware of what's really going on and that they need to protect themselves and have their backs, and for us just to do the best that we can as parents to make them aware of what's happening and how they should carry themselves when they're out there in the world and how they should protect themselves if they can. But it is scary, and we often have those conversations just like whenever you hear something that's happened, like 2 weeks ago, the young lady that was raped and then ended up committing suicide. Do you know what I mean? So many, I know, so many issues, and it's just something that we always have to constantly speak about, tell the girls about, make ourselves aware of, and then also play our part if we even can make a difference. And that's why I think I do what I do so strongly, because I'm doing it for my girls, essentially. And it's a conversation that we have, and it is scary because when you're raising two girls in this country, you need to have honest conversations about it.
It's like you're playing survivor.
Exactly. And Sipho and I, like, often we're like, oh, should we leave, should we not leave, but we love our country so much, and we just, you can't also live in fear every day and worry. So
definitely,
you just,
that's not living.
That's not living. So you let go, let God, and do what you can to protect your children.
Now, also, how important is it to you and Sipho to model the right relationship for them? I mean, also, especially you being their mother.
Right.
Where if you and Sipho have a disagreement, you know, how are you and Sipho conscious of the environment in the home for them to understand that my mom is valued here.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
My mom is valued,
yes,
by my dad.
If absolutely.
My mom doesn't agree, she doesn't agree.
Absolutely.
So how important is it for you guys to show them a healthy dynamic of relationship,
right,
not only through the good times, but when you and Sipho disagree,
yeah,
for them to understand that you,
right,
disagree.
Right.
You know, because most times our parents either show us a perfect relationship, and then when,
yeah,
we grow up, realize a lot,
yeah,
of things went,
yes,
on.
Exactly.
And it was actually all a lie.
Exactly.
And sometimes you just see a relationship of just conflict,
yes,
and you have kids that grow up angry all the time.
Right.
And people don't understand that love is a balance of good,
yeah,
and bad.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have,
yeah,
to always agree all the time. So,
right,
how important is it for you and Sipho to create that environment for a dialogue to happen,
right,
between the two of you, for them to see a healthy,
right,
interaction?
It's very important for us. And like you said, As black people, we grow up in these households where our parents are either not showing any,
yeah,
emotion,
yeah,
or you
extra,
don't know.
Yeah, when your mom and,
yes,
dad are not talking like, yo,
exactly, exactly. So you never really know what's happening behind the scenes. Then you're adults, and then your parents sit you down, and they're like, we're having a divorce. And you're like, oh, but we didn't even know there were any issues.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We're all good.
Exactly. So it's very important for Sipho and I to show the girls what a healthy relationship is. I grew up in a house where I never saw my parents being affectionate at all. Like, not holding hands, not kissing, not hugging. So for me, I knew that I wanted my children to see that and know that their mother is loved, because that is essentially what they will want and end up with as they become wives and girlfriends and whatever. I wanted them to see that this is how your man actually needs to treat you.
Yeah.
So it's something that's very important to us. And also, we have these conversations. We have our conflict, and I kind of put my foot down, and sometimes Sipho has to bring me back in because I'm a very emotional person.
Yeah.
So he's
passionate.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's passionate.
I like using it. I also don't like when women are passionate. Men are like, oh, women are so emotional.
Yes. No.
So,
yes,
now I'm very conscious that women are passionate.
Yes. We are very passionate.
Passionate.
And sometimes I express myself a bit too much, and he has to bring me back in and be like, listen, not in front of the kids. But I'm like, but they need to know that they can stand up for themselves. yes, and also, sorry, I was just listening to Tato quickly. Sipho is like, he really wants to show the girls what is expected of relationships. So he takes the girls on dates. Valentine's Day, he sends them,
really,
flowers.
That,
yes,
is amazing.
No, he does it all. He sends them flowers. Valentine's Day, he told them to dress up. He took them for dinner. So the girls really know how a man should actually treat,
yeah,
you, because their father is the primary example.
I'm noting
of
that.
This. Please,
because actually,
do.
That's actually key, because I always think we,
yeah,
are the products of,
absolutely,
our influence, and our earliest influence is our parents. So
absolutely.
When, how we know love is through our parents, you know,
absolutely,
and the things that we have to unlearn is through our parents. So,
yeah,
that's quite amazing. I'm going to give you a water break.
Yes.
Because I feel like I've been making you talk a lot,
no,
during,
no,
the show.
No,
and,
I don't mind.
And after this, I want to talk about your music.
Sure.
Because I remember the first time I actually ever come across you,
yes,
I think it was Zani.
Yes.
She's still a kid, and you're,
yes,
on, I think UK's Got Talent, I think it was.
Okay, yes, yes, it was,
and
The X Factor.
The X Factor.
Yes.
I remember seeing you on E! News.
Yes.
And I remember this time I'm in high school, and
okay,
everyone's like,
yeah,
yo,
yeah, yeah,
this lady is South African,
oh,
she's killing it.
Right.
And I remember you're holding,
yes,
Zani.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I want to talk about that journey,
sure,
your music journey. And I think for me, it's always about, you know, motherhood doesn't define women.
Right.
You know,
no,
marriage,
no,
doesn't define,
no,
women. I think women define themselves.
Exactly.
And for me today, I want to focus on the different parts of your life.
Absolutely.
So we've talked,
yay,
about family. We've,
awesome,
talked about womanhood. Now I want to talk about your amazing career.
Yeah.
And how, because I also feel like with your music career, recently you've just come out swinging.
Right.
Like the videos.
Absolutely.
They're loud. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
And I love how you're beating the odds in terms of, people always want to put people in the box and define,
right,
them, and especially,
right,
women. And I love how you've completely,
right,
just went,
yeah,
off in a different direction.
Right.
So I'm going to talk more about that and that growth,
awesome,
straight after this. Guys, please tweet us and WhatsApp us on 0797482090. We're on WhatsApp. I'm Lavuli and Tlamini, and my guest host, Zanili. Zanili?
Yes!
Tell the people what's good. Are you having fun?
I'm having so much fun, you guys.
Do you want to give shout-outs to any of your friends? Do you want to give shout-out to your dad?
Yes,
give shout-outs.
Sure. I would like to give, well, a shout out to my dad. Probably he's not listening because he is on the plane.
We'll send him the podcast.
Okay, sure. I would also like to give a shout out to my friend Gabriella, to my sister Zaya Rose, to Nosizwe. Jaden probably won't hear this, but Jaden, if there is a chance you're listening, hello. And yeah, and Tamar, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. That's Zaddy Lee, guys. We'll be back right after this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So I feel like my petition worked. You heard earlier when I was like, oh, Zaddy Lee needs to be my co-host. She needs to come back. And Rena, who's like the co-owner of Cliff Central with Gary Cliff, just was like, yo, this young lady has to come back and have her own show. So Zaddy Lee, watch out for that name. She yes. might have her own show very, very soon.
Very soon.
But they got to pay her millions.
Ooh, yes.
Multi-million.
And her mom's got to be on the show with her.
Yes, yes.
Your multi-million mom. Dollar deal. Next. Yeah. So, and we even said Zaddy Lee is going to be the only person who's going to beat Kylie Jenner's youngest billionaire.
Yeah.
So watch out for that in the next couple of
we
years.
You heard that. It. We received that.
You
it's
heard
her
it
word.
Here first. And yeah. On her 70th birthday, she'll be the youngest billionaire. You watch.
Wow.
What? Just go to your local store and watch out for those magazines.
Yeah.
Because you'll be on the cover.
Zaddy Lee, yeah. what's okay. Who's like your favorite artist? Like, what kind of music do you listen to?
Well,
I saw you met Katy Perry recently.
Oh, yes,
I was very jealous.
I did.
How was that?
It was really fun, and I loved the costume she was wearing. It was beautiful, and I loved her makeup, and it was just so cool.
Yeah.
But my favorite artist is, I have quite a few. I'll name some of them.
Okay.
One of them is my mom.
Yeah.
You guys should definitely go and listen to her music.
Thanks, baby. Campaigning.
Another favorite artist of mine is I like Selena Gomez.
Yeah, Selena's good.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, I love Selena. And I love her style.
Yeah.
Super stylish.
Yeah, and I love the way she dresses and all.
Oh, and Zani, what were you guys listening to in Dad's car? You put some a Nigerian artist. What was that?
Was it it was either Mr. Easy or Wizkid or Davido, yes.
You like Davido?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's about it.
Let's talk about your mom's music.
Okay.
So, did you always know that your mom was a singer growing up?
Yeah, well, I did know. But, yeah, I knew.
Okay. What is your mom's favorite song?
My mom's favorite song. Okay. I'm gonna guess, because I don't really know. But, let's see, maybe I'll say, which genre?
Anything.
Genre.
Yeah, anything. Give us an idea of what your mom listens to.
She listens to...
Does she listen to hip-hop? Does she listen to, like, gospel? Like,
sometimes she listens to gospel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But she listens to a lot of music.
Yeah, a lot of music. But I really don't know what she listens to. The only thing I know she listens to on a daily basis is T.D. Jakes.
There we go. T.D. Jakes, we can say he's an artist.
Okay. So
T.D. Jakes? Yeah. Each time I listen to T.D. Jakes, I'm always like, this guy is like rapping. Like he's spitting the truth.
Yeah.
He's a real
OG.
So T.D. Jakes, we can count him as like a gospel hip-hop artist.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. He does a cypher without the music.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Leanne, what does music mean to you?
Wow, what does music mean to me? Music to me means life. It is freedom. It is an expression of whatever it is you're going through. Music can give you sadness, it can give you joy, no matter what you're going through, music speaks that language. And really, that just is what it is for me. It's my heart, it's the only way that I know to really express myself. And it just gives me joy. It's part of who Leanne is and why she was created. Whenever people ask me to speak, and I remember this was something that I said to Tato as well when people started asking me to speak on End Girl Hate and how I feel about womanity. That's what I call it, womanity. I was really out of my comfort zone. I would say, I can sing 100 songs for you, just don't make me speak. Not even 5 minutes, yeah. Like, let me sing. And that really is...
Call Sasha Fierce, not Leanne.
Yes, exactly. Let me come and perform for you, you know, not speak. But that's really where I am happiest, just being on stage and just doing what I love doing.
Tell me the first time you came across music. Was it love at first sight, love at first hearing? Take me back when you were a kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first interaction with music for you like? What was the first interaction between you and music?
The first interaction between music and I, it was definitely love at first sight. And I think I remember... part of my childhood, when I was very young, my parents were party animals. So there was always like a party at a family member's house. Yes, my mom is still a party animal. And I think it was the older Whitney Houston that I remember hearing. And they didn't have like CDs. It was like vinyl.
Whoa,
that they used to play, no. Like Whitney Houston vinyl. And I think that's what made me fall in love with music, truly. It was Whitney. It was Mariah. And the game changer for me with music was Destiny's Child, Bills, Bills, Bills. I was like, that's a sound like I'm obsessed with. Okay, I want to do this for real now. Because until then, I had been very much involved in talent competitions within my community. I was in the choir when I was 13 at my church.
Wow.
So there was no plan B for me. Yeah. It was music and that was it.
Yeah.
That was all.
For me, there's no better feeling on earth when you hear an amazing song for the first time, and you're like, ooh, and it's so weird because like you can keep hearing the song over and over, but that feeling, that first feeling, it's like,
just like it doesn't go away.
I wish I could put it in a fragrance.
Yes.
Like,
exactly.
It's like falling in love. It's like
absolutely
that just euphoria of absolutely. Oh, this is amazing.
Absolutely.
It's like, it feels at that moment, it feels like nothing on earth is better than what you listen to at the time.
Exactly. It's just like, it's pure bliss. And when I hear songs like that for the first time, I'm like, oh, why didn't I write the song? Or it's the notes that just make me fall in love with music. It's just, it's pure, it's beautiful, it's incredible, it's a miracle.
Why wasn't it a song before?
Yeah.
And also, do you ever listen to songs and be like, I wish I created that? Damn.
Yeah, absolutely, all the time. I think a lot of Beyonce. For me, I love Beyonce. So when I listen to a lot of her stuff, especially the older Beyonce, I'm like, oh man, I wish
that's me.
Yeah.
That's my song.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I had written that. It's like it was written for me. And more, I really resonate with producers more than I do sometimes artists, because that really is where the music comes from.
Yeah.
It's this guy's brain, and he's sitting behind a piano and he comes up with these chord progressions and he's like, this is where the song needs to go. And that is ultimately like who I fall in love with. I'm like,
I think that's what surprised me about your music, because I heard your album and at first, because most of the time, especially locally, there's always a big focus on let's get a nice producer.
Right.
But the focus is always on the vocals.
Right.
And your music, it's like the actual music without the vocals.
Right.
It's like, ooh.
Right.
Like,
right.
And also the way you've numbered every track, like how everything goes like up and down.
Yes. Yeah.
Like that's amazing. And a lot of artists have that today.
Yeah.
Have you always had that thing of, when you listen to music, you always listen, besides the vocals, like on Bills, 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 and you listen to the beat, you're like, that key there.
Right, exactly. Yes, and that's always been like what I've been more connected to when it comes to music. It's all about what's actually happening on the track.
Yeah.
And just how it makes me feel. Just, music has just been an incredible journey for me.
And let me ask you something really personal.
Sure.
With regards to music, I mean, you've always struck me as an artist that is led by purpose.
Right.
And as an artist, you know, being in the music industry is that you struck me as someone who doesn't want to create when they have nothing
right.
to say.
Right, absolutely.
And we have a lot of artists who are just constantly creating, constantly creating. Yeah. For you, you want to create when you have something to say. And I even remember you took a short break from music.
Right.
Well, not
right.
a short break, I don't know how long it was, but you took a break from music because you're like, this is not the time.
And absolutely.
How was it like going through that space and also having a pressure from your label? Because also labels are a real thing where they're businesses where they're like, Leanne, music. And you're like, guys, I don't have anything to say right now. I want to chill. So how has that been like for you having to balance the fact that, you know, music for you is not just a career.
Right.
It's a part of who you intrinsically are, and you treat it with such care.
Right.
And you always want to be in the right space to make music and do music. But then at the same time, there's the business of music, the performances, the gigs, the events, which you don't do music because of that. You don't do music because you want to sell hundreds of
Dollars.
You do music because it's something that God has given you and you want to express it. So what's been like that for you, having to balance that, like being yourself as a musician, but also balancing the expectations of the recording label?
Wow. You know,
I'm on it.
Okay. I think I've been really blessed in a sense that every label that I've worked with has never really put any pressure on me because they know I'm not that type of artist. And when I come into a deal with whichever label, I tell it like it is. I'm like, I'm not this type of artist. I'm not going to be releasing EPs and singles and albums every 3 to 6 months. Music for me is part of my journey.
And it's a journey. Yeah.
It really is a journey. And wherever I am in that journey, when the music comes, that's when it comes, and that's when I let it flow.
Yeah.
People always ask me, when are you coming out with a new album? I'm like, let's just ride this one. Like, the music, it'll come
to
me.
How many albums does Shade have? She releases like once every 10 years.
Oh my gosh, yeah, exactly. And every time she releases, it's like, it's epic. And it resonates with people, and they love it, and they can feel it. With everything that I do, try to be as authentic as I possibly can. And I want the authenticity, the realness, the me, the rawness to come through in my music. Sometimes I feel like artists are just making songs just to put something out there because they want to be seen and heard.
Yeah, I also think like artists these days make music a destination, not a journey.
Exactly.
I listen to God Bless Her Soul, Aretha Franklin, you listen, you're like, oh my God, this
absolutely.
Is coming from a place of purpose. It's not just...
Right, she didn't just do it just
I'm going to talk about how many cars I have and who hurt me. It's like, there's this certain artist who make you feel... Like, even like early on Beyonce, where you're like, I feel what she's saying.
Absolutely.
And I think, for me, that's what I like about music, when an artist is able to speak to your soul in a way that no one... You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, when you can't find the words to express yourself and you listen to a song and you're like... That's how I feel.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I was listening to an interview on another radio station the other morning, very early, actually on Women's Day, and they had an artist from Nigeria. I can't remember who he was, but he was actually saying that certain words have now been banned on radio in Nigeria. So songs that have alcohol, drink, booze, anything that is party-related and that rock and roll world has now been banned from radio, and he was saying, what are people going to be singing about now? Because that's all people sing about.
It's
about
South Africa.
Yeah, the party life, the cars. He's like, we don't have that. We're not going to have that on radio anymore. So, people need to come out with some real stuff, you know, because that's what it's about.
We ran out of time.
We
ran out of time. This was so much fun. But, guys, I literally have a minute to wrap this up.
Yes.
So, what's next for you? Punt yourself. Punt LBH.
Wow.
Like,
yes. What is next for Leanne? Really just bringing LDH, Life Designed by Her, to life, into the hearts and minds of women and changing their lives as well, to really just getting people to hear my heart through my music, to feel the love, and just to make this world a better and kinder and more compassionate place. And for women to know that you can absolutely do it all, have it all, be it all, because you are powerful. Never forget
Thank you so much.
Thank
this has been amazing. Zani, last words from you.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and I really enjoyed speaking to you guys.
Yay.
And they must catch you on YouTube channel, right?
Yes.
Zani Lee.
Zani Lee Dlamini.
And you have Instagram?
Yes, I do. Zani_Lee_Dlamini.
Zani_Lee_Dlamini. Guys, this is Siyabonga Bele. Thank you so much for joining us on the latest installment of The Threaded Exchange.
Yay.
This is CliffCentral.com.